This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there's a dad that is... He's under fire right now. I mean, I feel like it's kind of evenly split, honestly, just looking at some of the comments. He posted a situation that he has on Reddit. And what do you guys think about this? So this dad, he was on snack duty for his kids' class. And if you have younger kids, you know that every few weeks you might get stuck with snack duty. So you want to send in something that they can enjoy and whatever. And so he had snack duty. He sent in a bunch of things. Cheez-Its, beef jerky, fig bars, Ritz crackers. They were asked, don't bring any peanut products, which I understand. There's some kids with peanut allergies and they can be deadly. So you want to stay away from the peanut stuff. So he did. He brought those things. So his kid comes home, says, there's a girl in the class that didn't like any of the snacks you brought in. And he's like, well... tough, you know. Mm-hmm. So the next week he had snack duty again, and so he sent in some like Madeline cookies and applesauce pouches, and the kid came home again saying, now that the girl is saying that she has allergies, she's gluten-free, she can't eat meat, all these dietary restrictions. And so the teacher calls him and asks if there's any way he could bring snacks now that fit this one student specific restrictions. And based on what he's heard, that's basically fruit snacks and saltine crackers. But he wants to make sure that everyone has what they want. And he's like, I'm not gonna do this. Like, why am I catering to one student? What would you do in this situation? 702-364-9400.
It's interesting because they find out at the beginning of the year there's a peanut allergy. If she was really allergic, if she was gluten-free and couldn't eat meat, wouldn't those allergies be stated in the beginning of the year? And if that's the case, I would try to accommodate that kid if these allergies are known in the beginning of the year. Is she just being a picky eater in this whole situation?
That's what he's speculating. And he said that, you know, if there's one student that can't partake in this and all the other students can, it should be up to that student's parents to send in her snacks, give her the things that she wants. And he wanted to know, was he being a jerk for putting the teacher in a tough spot like that, saying like, hey, I'm going to send these things. I don't send the peanut stuff like you asked us at the beginning of the year. And then now all of a sudden she's claiming she has these other allergies when she's telling his son that she just doesn't like the snacks that he's bringing in. What do you think? And are you in a situation like that where your kid has an allergy and you just bring their own thing? One of my daughter's friends, he has so many allergies, gluten. He's got, gosh, there was another, a dairy allergy. There's not a lot he can eat. And his mom always packs his own snacks. Like, she never puts it on anyone else, which I think is nice. But I do think there are ways to accommodate a kid with certain allergies. Stacy, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Yeah. I mean, I get that. He wants to bring what he wants to bring. And I do also get about the mom supplying her child with special snacks, but also the father could just get what he wants, but then add one special little thing for the other child so that the other child doesn't feel left out. He could still get whatever he wants for the other kids.
Yeah, like just throw in a box of saltine crackers. You know, there's not a lot of effort that goes into that.
Yeah, and that, I agree, Stacey, I agree with you 100%. That's kind of where my mindset is too. It's like they're little kids. If it was an adult, maybe a different story with an adult, but it's a third grader, a little kid, and find okay, what is this kid allergic to? Dairy, meat, everything else. Okay, what are her preferred snacks? She likes this certain kind of cracker. Awesome. Here are the fruit snacks for the rest of the class, and give Susie these crackers so she doesn't feel left out.
Well, I think that the issue here is that not that she's allergic to these things. There was nothing ever mentioned that she was allergic to them. It's her son, his son coming home and saying she didn't like what you brought.
Yeah, pick it.
She doesn't like those things, so we got to get her something that she does like. So do you give her her way and give her whatever she wants? Because, you know, I don't like that. Is that just feeding into the problem? We just got a text here. It says, as a 28-year-old CCSD veteran teacher, no. Have the picky mom bring her snacks. This one says, the dad is not a jerk. The parents should send the snacks for the kid with allergies. And then this one says, my nephew is on the autism spectrum, and my sister always packs his food whenever he goes because he is very limited on what he will eat. I think it falls on the parent to accommodate their child. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Our phones are blowing up. We'll take your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Hi, KB. How you doing?
I am too blessed to be stressed. JC, my man.
Hey, KB, what's up, buddy?
Listen, I have been snack dad, okay? Now, what I do, I talk to the teacher before, and I get a list of who needs what, and I get the snacks accordingly. Now, when your child has exceptional allergies or extenuating medical circumstances, that falls on the parent, okay? I take my kids with me when I snack dad. We get a litany of things. We cover the entire spectrum. But for the children with the exceptional medical conditions, that's on their parent. I'm a great snack dad. I've also been president and vice president of the PTO, so I deal with a lot of parents.
KB, I wanna go wherever you're snack dad. I can just tell you bring the good snacks. What do you bring?
Bring us something, KB.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. We're getting a lot of similar responses here on our text line, and we want to know what you guys think. A lot of people are agreeing with what KB has to say, but there are some that are like, hey, don't be rude. Just help. 702-364-9400. More of your calls coming up. We have a great text from a nurse in CCSD. What she has to say coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hey, we're talking about the dad who's under fire. He brings snacks for his kids' class. He abides by the no peanut allergy rule, doesn't bring anything with that. But lately, he's been told that a little girl in the class doesn't like the snacks he's bringing, and the teacher asked if he could maybe accommodate her needs. He's like, no, let her parents do that. What do you think?
Well, first of all, KB couldn't have said it better. I mean, he said it perfectly. And also, my job of as a teacher is to protect my students and my parents. And as a parent of a special needs child, it's my responsibility to make sure my child stays safe. And I'm responsible for bringing in special treats for my child. So I would explain to the children, Joey, little Joey, is bringing his own treats because he has allergies and food. And his tummy, it depends on what grade you're in, but he can't tolerate certain food. So that would eliminate the jealousy factor as well. But absolutely, I think it falls on the parent.
That's a great point, Mary, because my wife, she has Crohn's disease, and she can't have dairy. And I remember the first time trying to cut out dairy and not realizing certain things were considered dairy, like whey is a dairy product. So I'd buy stuff.
Right away.
She'd be getting sick. Like, why are you getting sick? And then someone said, do you know whey is dairy? I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I could see a parent doing that. Oh, it doesn't have any milk or anything, just whey. But whey is dairy and can hurt the kid.
Absolutely. And you have to protect the parents and the children.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Thank you so much, Mary. We appreciate it. Let's talk to a couple of our junior listeners. Saxton is on the phone. Saxton, what do you think about this?
I think that he shouldn't get snacks for just this one person because the other students would actually like get what they want. I think like the parent of that one student, because she didn't speak up the first time, should... like her mom or dad should pack her some snacks that she can actually eat.
Yeah, like we can't all put in our individual orders, because if we did, Saxton, what would you order for snack?
Well, I would order, I would do a pizza party for the entire class.
Yeah.
I want to be in Saxton's class. Thank you, Saxton. Let's talk to another junior listener, Elliot. Elliot, what do you think?
Hi. I think that you have to accommodate for everyone, and I have a gluten-free sibling, and it makes them feel included when she also gets to have a snack, and everyone else gets donuts, but she gets an apple.
Oh, that sucks. So, yeah, you get the apple while they're eating the donuts. Oh, man. So what do you suggest that someone do in that situation? Are they obligated to go find like a gluten-free donut for that person? Or do you think it should be on your mom's to get a gluten-free donut for your sibling?
I think that they should also get a gluten-free donut, because if you're going to bring snacks for everyone, bring snacks for everyone.
Yeah, the problem is I don't think they make you aware of everyone who has like gluten and allergies and things like that. But I get what you're saying, Elliot. If you got to get a donut, where would you want us to bring you donuts from?
Probably I don't really know.
Like a pink box with sprinkles on it?
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
Thanks, Elliot. I do the same thing I told